In a recent speech, Donald Trump said that if God and Jesus came down to America, they would stop the steal and Trump would become president once again. That caused many to respond that politics has no place in religion. Well, that's true. Then why is there so much about politics in the Bible? Let's start with Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey. No, that does not mean every ruler. Here's what the rest of that verse declares. To be ready for every good work. Good works can only come from good rulers, or as we read in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15, which presents what wisdom creates. By me, kings reign, and rulers decree justice. There are many reasons to elect the wise, and since we appear to be more and more in the end of days, one of the most important reasons comes from Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. Jesus speaking, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. In that verse, the elect means both those of faith as well as those in leadership. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 presents a challenge, if it's not read completely. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. As they say in those infomercials, but wait, there's more. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Now, joy comes from serving those who elect, not themselves as the elected. We certainly hear many of those elected say they're a child of God, but unless they follow what Jesus reveals in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, their sincerity is questionable, to say the least. Jesus says here, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Now, this doesn't mean if you attain political office that a physical crucifixion becomes your destiny. However, a significant misstep can bring about, let's call them, consequences. Let's go back to the Old Testament, Joshua chapter 23, verse 16. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he, meaning God, has given you. To be righteous as the elect of the people, you need to be an elect of Jesus. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. As we go through this current election campaign season, it'll be real easy to get confused and inundated with claims and promises, as well as lies and conspiracies, as you try to choose who gets your vote to lead. Yet above all of this turmoil, there is one who you can place your faith with where there are no questions, no doubts. This is revealed to us in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.